Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I'm not even going to say the next phrase because, let's face it, none of us are fucking gentlemen. But, well, some of us are. Let's get this party started, shall we? My thoughts of Bailey snapping on Sasha can continue Monster Factory Part 2 today on Monday's edition of Wrestle Radio. Tomorrow we will have, wow, I haven't had a guest in a long while, but we will have Luke Langley, one half of the Diamond Dogs, who just got done wrestling in Tennessee, wrestling in a variety of organizations. I will ask him about it tomorrow. He will be with us for a brief 25 minutes. Luke Langley, ladies and gentlefolk. Now, Angel Fish. Bailey, dear Lord, I love you to pieces, dear. I really do. It's about time that Bailey took the route of changing her character, because it was getting stale. The gimmick itself was great for kiddies, but adults, some of them, misguided folks. I say that on a biased basis because, number one, I was never a fan of Bailey. I've always been an Alexa Bliss fan, simply because I believe she is a replica, close to thereof, semblance. She has kind of a resemblance to Trish Stratus. And why? Because Alexa does not care when she's wrestling. As far as character-wise, she doesn't care about the fans. No, she cares about herself, which is great. To a T, she's a perfect fucking heel. Now, as Marquesque as that just sounded, why am I so gung-ho about this newfound version of Bailey? Although they're going to put her in psychological help gimmick, whatever. Why? Is it because she finally snapped? Give me a break. I hope she snaps further. I hope that when I watch the replay on Hulu, that Bailey goes absolute bonkers, that she goes absolute apeshit. Because as a wrestling fan, you're seeing how the world of wrestling is progressing from Ring of Honor to Evolve and all this. All the characters, all the wrestlers there, Joey Janela and CZW, JT Davidson, Sammy Callahan, Matt Riddle, Jeff Cobb. They may not be similar styles in wrestling, but let me explain this to you. Each one has an individual characteristic trait that makes them fucking great, or makes them stand out, or makes fans go, holy shit, or whatever the fuck, you know, people are chanting these days. I sound like an old timer, but I'm not. Anyways, Bailey progressing as she is, Roddy Piper would have been proud. Now, last time I had Granny Hulkster on, ladies and gents, for those of you out in the wrestling world, she will be joining me on Wednesday to discuss things like this. But I did tell her, you know, it's going to be fun, because discussing a subject like this would be a lot of fun, Granny Hulkster. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for coming and helping me on Wednesdays. Anyways, back to the subject. The reason why I am so happy that Bailey finally snapped on Sasha. Because you know how there's a bully in the schoolyard, or the, you know, blacktop, and they're picking on you as a child, and you want to punch them in the throat or the face, or better yet, punch them in the dick. Bailey finally did it. She finally punched Sasha where it counts. She She threw her into the steel steps last week on Monday Night Raw. Thank you. There's some moment. Oh, folks, I forgot. Sorry, I got into my tirade before all of this. A moment of silence, if you will, for 10 seconds for Matt Capitelli, winner, co-winner of Tough Enough 3. Died at 38 years old. You will be sorely missed, Matt. 10 seconds for station identification and silence in dedication to the loss of Matt Capitelli. My apologies, folks. All right, so I got on a tirade, you know, as I normally do. My apologies. I normally am on top of those things. Anyways, to continue my little tirade, or actually big one, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say to you. There are plenty of people in this world that get stepped on, and there are plenty of people in this world that don't realize in order to get ahead, you've got to be the one doing the stepping. Yes, being nice does pay off, and serving the business well does pay off, but it wasn't Bailey's decision to snap. Yes, it was. No, did creative, I don't care. As long as I see a brawl, then what I will tell you is I was satisfied by seeing Bailey, who someone would be, you know, you see someone at the grocery store help an elderly person, that's Bailey. What does that say about Sasha? She has been pushing Bailey's button since Elimination Chamber. It's every woman for herself. Bailey seemed to be misguided about that. Or, you know, it gets irritating. Because it goes further back to Alexa Bliss in the title match with Bayley. You cannot win an Extreme Rules match with a kendo stick match just staring at it. So finally, all of what is building up inside of Bayley finally culminated into her finally being aggressive. It's usually the nice one, folks, that you least expect to have an explosion. Now, is this a great direction for Bailey's character as a wrestler? Look, I'm not part of creative, and I'll say this a million times over. I enjoy watching a wrestling show, not one in which I can, oh, well, is she going to turn heel or does that make it? Ah, fuck that shit. Why in the actual fuck would I care? Because I've learned, fans. And as a former worker myself, I don't – look, I know I'm going to answer your questions, wrestle_radio, but to answer your question, dude, I don't care if she's heel, babyface, or a member of the Atlanta Falcons. Bailey finally fucking turned and, you know, turned the corner and put her foot on the gas and did not stop and drove through a whole bunch of bullshit. Bailey finally – attack Sasha, and people are shocked. Maybe that it's what creative and WWE was finally wanting is people to talk about her, because I don't know about you all, but seeing Hugger Bailey just gets fucking disgusting. I mean, she's hugging smelly hippies. Well, not all of you are hippies, but she's hugging smelly people who don't wear deodorant, and she's hugging ugly children by her t-shirts and show that nasty sign that says hugger section. Blah. See? As biased as I can be just right now at that display of Bailey hate, what I'm telling you is I'm happy that she changed. Because, in other words, gee, she's just going to be the same old Bailey, the one that just doesn't give a damn, the one that just sits there and takes it and takes a whole bunch of abuse from every character on fucking the women's roster. I'm glad that she's standing up for herself. And granted, you just say, well, you're Mark and you're believing everything. Look, we're all Marks for something, okay? So, sir, if you have something brilliant to say, say it directly on the show and not behind it on fucking Instagram. Thank you. That's what I thought. It's amazing how many people block me because the opinion just gets somehow twisted or swayed. 34 minutes into this, folks, again, a little segue, a little break, if you will, from the rants. On the advertisement, tomorrow at 2 Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, Luke Langley, one half the Diamond Dogs, will be joining Wrestle Radio for a brief 25 minutes to discuss his latest outing in Tennessee and other bookings that he had taken. And Wednesday night, next Wednesday, Big Bang Ronnie Nicole will be joining Off the Rails Uncensored. She is only the, third guest on Off the Rails Uncensored. So join us at 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 p.m. Central. Spread the word, share it, download it, whatever. I don't care. And repeat. I do care, folks, because Wrestle Radio will be working on certain things I'm not going to reveal. But if you want to catch us, we are 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, Mondays, Tuesdays, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to be a guest, call in 393-3422. It is toll-free. It's 213-943-3422. Again, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call in, folks. Enjoy the madness to get. For those of you wondering about what it said, Monster Factory Part 2, the Super Camp, July 20th and 21st. If you haven't already done so, the stage is yours. Super Camp, Danny Cage's world-famous Monster Factory. There's still tickets on Eventbrite. Spots are filling up quick, folks. These camps are filled to the brim. It's amazing. Danny feeds you, so it takes care of food on the second day. And then there's the panel, so you can ask questions. Don't feel like you're a retard if you ask questions. No questions too retarded unless they tell you. But again, you know, feel free to actually join the Monster Factory and start training. Start your the number one source for making your dreams come true, Gabby Martinez, a few other tryouts from the Super Camp that impressed Danny Cage the most. They have a tryout for WWE. So, like I said, it is the real deal, Ring of Honor, New Japan, not just WWE, but connections to CZW, connections to Future of Honor. Let me tell you, folks, that's why it says world famous and number one wrestling school in the world, monsterfactory.org. If you have any questions, email. The number is on the vehicle itself outside of Paulsboro, New Jersey. The address is on the website. I'm not going to reveal it, but go to monsterfactory.org and make your dreams of becoming a professional wrestler reality. Building a foundation and structure, that's Monster Factory. All right, folks. Also, if you want to join any subscriptions, go to Monster Factory Network. It's only close to $8 with tax. It'll show you. Monster Factory Network shows you the latest virtual tours and also training and shows. Monster Factory Tuesdays and Saturdays. Also, Monster Factory throws birthday parties. For more information, contact the website itself. Email how many people are showing up to the party. And let me tell you, folks, this place is world class. It is amazing. I've been to one Super Camp. I'm going to another one with a friend of mine, Kurt Gannon, a.k.a. the Suplex Cyclone. And we will be traveling to Paulsboro this July 20th and 21st. So let me just inform you, MonsterFactory.org, Eventbrite. Find the tickets through there. You can pay half now and half later. It's $206 with tax, folks, for the Super Camp. It, you know, the price has not changed last time I checked, so MonsterFactory.org. If, speaking of networks, if you'd like to subscribe to the network for WWE, your first month is free. The WWE preloaded card of $29.97, $6.99 plus shipping and handling, $11.99 for 2-day to 5-day shipping, and $21.99. So, folks, in other words, you can go to your local Dollar Generals, Best Buy, 7-Elevens, Walmarts, and GameStops for the time being until, you know. You can pick up those preloaded cards, which add 3 months to your subscription. If you do not wish to do that, you can go on the website, put in a valid email address with a valid password, put in a debit or credit, or PayPal, however you want to connect, and go from there. Again, that's WWE Shop, preloaded card. You can send it for shipping and handling. 3 months, you know, plus 29.90. I don't know the math, but there's more than just WWE, ECW, WCCW, PWG, Ring of Honor, Evolve, Wrestling Revolver, so on and so forth, ICW. You want to know where guys like Aleister Black and gals like Nikki Cross came from? Go to WWENetwork.com and watch the latest NXT, the latest UK title tournament. And also, coming up, Extreme Rules co-branded pay-per-views are now a thing in 2018. Woo! Ah, jeez. Oh, jeez, Louises. That was a lot. Oh, yeah. One more thing, folks. If you would like to kick cancer square in the ass, go to findthecure.com, Cure for Connor, SusanGComan.org, kick cancer square in the ass. My father had, he's still in the, you know, luckily they caught the prostate cancer early, but fight not just him, but for billions and billions upon others who suffer from this horrible thing, horrible word we call cancer. Go to the marathons, do the charity work, do whatever you got to do, be anonymous, I don't care. Kick cancer square in the ass today. And do the world a favor and be awesome and do what you can to help those who are undergoing this horrible, horrible word called cancer. Also, folks, Make-A-Wish.com. Make your child's wish come true by typing in the name of the latest superstar, WWE superstar, NBA All-Star, MLB All-Star, NFL All-Star. Go to Make-A-Wish.com, official sponsors of many, many organizations, including New Japan, WWE, Ring of Honor, and various of CZW and various other organizations. All right, folks, that does it for the advertisement. Jump into my madness. Ah, dig it. Off the rails version, baby. Jump into my craziness, will ya? Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. Okay, folks, so here it is. You know what I have noticed in 2018 about watching not just WWE but wrestling in general, and that is how fickle the fan base can really be. 1 minute we're cheering Bayley, you know, and then we're booing her. Or 1 minute we're cheering Matt Riddle. That's called the beauty of being a fan. And what I'm going to touch on today is not just Bayley's little rage, you know, tour of rage is what I like to call it, but I'm going to touch on the simple fact, again, that we as fans tend to be very, very fair weather. And if you say you're not, you're a fucking liar. I'm not attacking, I'm just speaking the truth, which is, fans, do we know what we want? Some of us, yes. Some of us, no. And what I would love to see is Bayley continue this rampage and not cage the rage. Why? Because it'd be pointless and fans would boo the fuck out of it. It's not just about one simple elicited reaction from one wrestler that really captures my attention. It's, okay, so what are we doing in 2018 when we're seeing things change? I know SmackDown Live really hasn't transitioned because of the last few years that I've watched it with or without Jimmy Jacobs. I've seen a show that basically can trounce anything that Monday Night Raw has ever done. Why? Because it's known as the B show, according to certain people, but character-wise, I mean, yeah, there's some hits and misses here and there, but I'm glad that things are changing. I'm glad that we're not seeing just a stale version of somebody's character. Bailey finally, and I mean finally, is transitioning, hopefully. It's not up to me, it's not up to us, but fans were so happy to see her go nuts, because there are some people that believe that fans, if they get them to talk about a certain someone losing their shit, that they've done their job. There's a problem with that theory. If you get us buzzing about somebody, that's great. There are those of us who, at some point, like to believe that it was about time that Bailey would change. And then there are those of us who want Bailey to go back to being, you know, the passive-aggressive Bailey. Again, give you a little hint. It's not up to us. It sure as hell is not up to us when we go to the show. If I were the booker, I would book Bailey to do this, this, and this. And yeah, it's fun to procrastinate and bullshit like that, but at the same token, I just want to go see her lose her shit. You know, it's funny. We already have Nikki Cross. That's funny that Bailey's now taking on the acquisition of being nuts. All that's missing is the goth eyeliner and the crazy vest and Bailey running into the ropes and being an idiot. Or, you know, running, not an idiot, but a mental case, like Nikki. I would compare this and contrast this to if somebody pushes somebody to the absolute edge, then guess what? They fucking deserve an ass whooping. That's, for every ends, there must be a meet. You always hear that in pro wrestling. You always fucking hear that. You know why? Because if you don't, fans are just going to be like, okay, so she snapped on Sasha one week, and now all of a sudden, her written, you know, for her character, she's supposed to go to fucking counseling. I hope she beats the fuck out of the counselor when I, you know, watch the replay. Because the women are basically carrying the division for Monday Night Raw. Whereas on SmackDown Live, it's kind of the same thing. It's a very powerful movement. If you haven't already witnessed what's going on SmackDown Live, the women's division out there has Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, you know, different things, different people. The Usos, Jeff Hardy, Sanity, whole bunch of shit going down on SmackDown Live. It's hard to keep up with how good it is. Now, Raw, just, it's better, you know the saying, better late than never. Because as I like to say, you can always find out which one or which person is going to basically get a title shot on Raw or have an odd match on Monday Night Raw, including Braun Strowman and Finn Balor versus the Constable Baron Corbin and Kevin Owens, which I find utterly hilarious because it's like, you know what, people? I'm searching through my freezer for food. Found it. Anyways, the odd pairings, the never-ending same matches, finally came to a screeching halt, and here's why. If you like seeing the same stuff, then as Chris Jericho, you just made the list. I'm glad that she transitioned into being someone that stopped getting stepped on. Because, folks, Sasha has the attitude, you know, that she exudes on show, on air, as no one can touch me. So I'm just going to be a complete, you know, I'm going to do shit for myself kind of woman. That's not a bad trait, but at what expense, you know, for certain fans that really doesn't care for Sasha? Well, I like Sasha. It's not that I dislike her, the fact that she stands up for what she believes in. It's the fact that when you push someone and play mind games with them, as I said earlier in the segment or show today, that shit needs to fucking quit. And thank you, Bailey, for standing up for your beliefs, because it's about time. It's about time. We can't have... How do I put this? If you look at Bailey's track record, she's only been the Raw Women's Champion one time. Only one time. I mean, how many women can say that? But since then, if you notice, folks, if you notice, Bailey hasn't really done shit since that title reign, and it was brief, but Alexa Bliss ends up defeating Bailey, and voila, Bliss is still champion. Nia held it for a brief hiccup. And where am I going with this? When you take action in versus being passive-aggressive, you end up getting where you need to be. It's a simple fact in life. If I was to sit there and bitch about my old job instead of taking the leap and basically moving on with it, instead of bitching about it on Facebook like 75% of my fucking friends list does. See what I did there? I healed it up. Because I know my job, you know. I've done it before and I do it through memes. Point is, I stopped bitching, I took action, and now, folks, I have a new job. And I've been employed for the last couple months with said place. I'm not naming names on air because that would get me in trouble. What I'm saying is, take action. Bailey took action, even though, yeah, well, it's gimmicked. You know that stuff's not real. Yes, sir, I'm well aware of that. Thank you. Blocked. Moving forward. Bailey basically put in place something that none of us in this world thought would ever happen. And that is, oh my God, a nice character actually finally getting a backbone. Not only did she gain a backbone by beating up Sasha, that was a whole load of frustration. And I don't even think it's wise of Sasha to, you know, be the one to, but knowing Monday Night Raw, they'll high school it up, make it semi-retarded. That depends, you know, on how they decide to book it. But I think it's about time, because bet you most of the people got tired of people bitching about how bad it was that they were pairing them up after they feuded these two for so long. They had an excellent match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. I would know. I was one of the many people that were there at Barclays on the first NXT TakeOver, and they stole the show. So are they trying to, you know, they say that we planted the seeds all along and you didn't know and you were so arrogant about it. Arrogant about what? And here's another thing. For the fans who enjoy seeking out terminology or speaking out with terminologies, it's okay until it reaches a fucking breaking point, because here's the deal. I let you have your fun by saying healing baby faces, but as a fan myself, that kind of, you tread on horrible, horrible waters with certain folk that say, when is Bailey going to turn heel? How many times do I got to tell you, folks? If your sole concern is about heel this, baby face that, you're missing the point. Bailey and Sasha are probably going to put on an epic match at Extreme Rules. Will it be for the championship? That would kind of be cool if it were. But a match by itself would help alleviate the whole situation. Because I firmly believe that what's going on right now, what Bailey just showed you all, is that, her character has depth. Her character can actually transition. Her character can actually go outside her comfort zone and make sense. Because, folks, personally, I would like to see how Sasha Bailey 2.0 would turn out. I would like to see just how well this match would, you know, become, you know, in front of the fans. Because if it were Bailey Sasha 2.0 and there's no fucking major drama behind it, then what's the fucking point? There comes a point when fans were getting sick and tired of seeing Bailey just be passive aggressive with Sasha. She tried to befriend her. What was the point? Can someone please explain to me what was the point of having Bailey do that shit? It was hurting her career, in my opinion, because she stuck with it. She, you know, she kept quiet. She did what's supposed to. She fell in line because, you know, she was a unique gimmick. The Bailey, the back. There we go. The finish. The suplex in the corner when she rolls up and does a little stupid thing in the corner. It's not stupid, dude. Okay, I'm just reading comments here, you know, on my message box. Do I think Bailey will become champion again? I'm not putting that out of question. Anything can happen in the world of professional wrestling. And I know this because Brock Lesnar is a champion that doesn't defend his title, but we'll get on that subject later on. And a lot of people ask, good old B-Train, what was the purpose of basically, you know, telling the world about how despised I was with how they were treating Bailey? It's simple, folks. I don't like characters to get destroyed. I don't like people saying, well, you had to play a baby face, you know, yada, yada. It doesn't matter what role they give you. What matters is how you carry that role. It's just like acting. When you're given a lead role, you do the damnedest to make that character come to life. Otherwise, your audiences are not going to pay attention to you, and you're not going to have very much work. There's a problem if Bailey sits there and doesn't do anything, and I'll tell you why. Because if Bailey doesn't do anything after their match and they lose to Riot Squad, and Bailey's sitting there, oh, you know, I guess not, whatever, and Sasha just walks away, then that defeats the purpose, folks. It defeats the purpose of Bailey, you know, transitioning, finally getting people to talk to her or talk about her in a positive light. Finally, Bailey did this. Finally, Bailey did that. Finally, she beat Sasha's ass. I don't care, gimmick or not, I am fucking happy for her. I seldom say nice things when it comes to Bailey because she's not one of my favorites. She just strikes me as the goody two-shoes that wouldn't do shit if she was hit in the face, inside the ring, outside the ring, doesn't matter. I'm going to transition topics here. Now, I did tagline Ring of Honor. And you want to know why? Because they had an event that got sold out in about half an hour. And this was in Chicago. You know, when WWE had Money in the Bank. I'm going to transition subjects here just a little bit. Do you realize Cody Rhodes, Travis Flip Gordon, the Young Bucks, the Briscoe brothers, Jay Lethal, Punishment Martinez, they all have star quality, and that's kind of the reason why Ring of Honor, to me, I discussed this with Granny Holzer, is very similar to WCW as far as competition goes. Maybe the farm system for WWE, in some of your guys, but I've actually seen a few Ring of Honor live shows. Let me tell you something. And this may make me sound like an uber mark, well, you only pay attention because of Cody Rhodes. No. Kenny Omega. Wow. You want to talk about painting a Picasso for a wrestling match or a match like a Picasso? Watch Kenny Omega. Watch Cody Rhodes. Watch Dalton Castle, Marty Scurll, all those guys. Watch them in the ring. They will tell you a story from beginning to end. Get the crowd going, especially Marty Scurll. That's what I like to call informative and also diverse. For those of you who didn't think good old B-Train could talk about anything else besides WWE. I have one question for all of you, and that is, what do you think Wrestle Radio stands for? Just to talk about WWE and the latest things that are going on? No! The reason why I think it is that Ring of Honor sold out is because it's simple. It's like one of my good friends, Uncle Bob, always says, keep it simple, stupid, and the fans will keep coming back. Talk about anything other than a big market, because not a lot of people like gravitating towards a big market subject like WWE. So, are there any particular people that stand out to me in Ring of Honor? Gee, I wonder. Can be that hard? Look, Cody Rhodes is doing multitudes of things. And speaking of Ring of Honor, read somewhere that the WWE barred Ring of Honor from being involved in having an event held inside Madison Square Garden. My thoughts on that is I like to stay out of politics. That's unfortunate that Ring of Honor cannot perform there. Yeah, it's a crock of shit, I agree. Because if you want competition and don't want your competition outselling you in ticket sales, then my thoughts are, I commend both companies, but that's kind of a move in which makes you go, okay, I see how competitive we're getting. And that's why I asked Granny earlier, you know, last week, if Ring of Honor was like WCW. She doesn't watch enough Ring of Honor, but she's watched some of it. Familiar with some of the people. What I'm getting at, folks, is WWE, when it has plucked some superstars or some wrestlers from Ring of Honor, it's not because they want to drag their competition into the ground. It's because they saw something in said individual that could bring something to their table and present it as best they can. Okay? Now, I do have 5 minutes left. So if anybody wants to question, throw in a question or two, 213-943-3422. Or you can go to the Instagram wrestle_radio. Leave me an inbox question, and I will be sure to answer. So to wrap up the Ring of Honor thing, I don't think it's like WCW unless they were going head-to-head on Monday nights. Remember a prior conversation with a former owner of Ring of Honor that said on Colt Cabana's podcast, I will not go head-to-head with Vince. That's just suicide. Smart man, because they could easily give WWE competition, and then again, the writing would become good. So please, you know, not a plea. It's just not a far cry for help. It needs to happen. Competition needs to be back for WWE. Some may say, well, they do have competition. No, because they're not going live. They're not going head-to-head on network television. That's what I was referring to. So, again, well, I got another question. Wow. Got 8 questions in my inbox. I'm going to read 3 of these, if you don't mind, real quickly, because I have 3 minutes. One question asked, do I think Cody Rhodes will ever come back to WWE? Ryan from Memphis, Tennessee. Well, Ryan, it's never say never in this business. And hope, you know, if he does decide to come back, and maybe, I don't know what terms it'll be on. And the second question is, do I think the Young Bucks or the Briscoe brothers will make it through the doors of WWE? And what about the rumors of the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Marty Scurll coming to the E? You know, I read a lot of rumors. I don't necessarily dig into them. I read about them. I report them to you guys. My response is, I don't know. Whatever comes true, and I'll just sit there, sit back and watch the madness, okay? Dig it! Lauren from Halifax, New Jersey. Okay. The third question I'm going to read is a good one. Do I believe Bayley will finally rise to the occasion and become champion? You need something like what she did to Sasha to make her credible. So, yes, I believe that she can become champion in the near future. I don't know when, I don't know where, but this sounds like a little fucking mermaid, but little mermaid, pardon my French. But, yes, I believe Bayley can become champion. I just don't know when. Asuka and Ellsworth, I'm happy to see it, but I'm pretty sure that I don't know what's going to happen, so it's a wait and see on SmackDown Live. Nakamura was injured. I don't know what's up with that. Co-branded Extreme Rules, Rusev versus AJ Styles. This is going to be a great match, hopefully not a dud. Lana joining forces with Naomi. Not sure what that means. Did she drop the accent? Did she keep it? I don't know. Well, folks, to wrap it up, tomorrow catch me on Wrestle Radio Tuesday edition. This has been Wrestle Radio Monday edition with good old Brian Rails, a.k.a. B-Train. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And join Granny Holster and myself. And we have some special guests coming on the show. Attitude Era Only Podcast will be joining good old B-Train and Granny Holster. So she'll be joining us this on Monday, but believe on Wednesday, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 p.m. Central. And if you don't believe in what good old B-Train is telling you, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, yeah. I got to eat and get ready for work. So, toodles, bitches.